What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
This Commander story to me, you know, in the resurgence, sure, a lot of people have something to do with it. New ownership, new culture. Dan Quinn,
Cliff
Kingsbury,
the year before,
you know, whatever. But
Tommy DeVito winning three games for the Giants.
Exactly. But this is the point I'm getting to. To me, this is all Jaden Daniels. It's all him. I mean, they might have been slightly better if they didn't get him. This resurgence is all him. And when you have somebody back there that you believe in, then the rest of the team starts believing. And Cliff Kingsbury looks like a genius again. And then Dan Quinn looks like a genius. It's all him.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury's going to get an interview with the Cowboys now, looks like.
You know, it is incredible. I mean, and how a great player like that can buoy so many people around him. Like, Cliff Kingsbury was lucky to get back into the league as a coordinator from where he was. He was at the bottom of the barrel when he got fired.
Yeah, but he had a couple years on that contract. He had a lot of money, so he could sit out. He could have sat out for a couple years. And I wouldn't be surprised if he had more offers than we are aware of.
Yeah.
And then he just didn't take them right away because he wanted to enjoy, you know, life as a very rich young man without any responsibilities.
Yeah, I mean, and he definitely was flaunting it and showing it off on social media, all of that. But it's just that those teams fell apart there in Arizona year after year. You just heard a lot of lack of discipline and players running the place and DeAndre Hopkins, this and that. And it was just a weird, weird place. Now he's right back in the mix and he might get a job. He's going to get multiple interviews and might get a job because of Jaden Daniels. That's it. Jaden Daniels.
Dan Quinn's going to get Coach of the Year because of Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, would there anybody else be in that conversation? It's always a team you don't expect to be good.
Washington.
That ends up being
he's
good.
He's got a rookie quarterback. Listen, this has already been decided, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
All this stuff has already been decided. But he got them to the playoffs, and he was a... You know, he's not a first-time head coach, but this year he was a rookie head coach. It was his first year with a new team, and, you know, they made it to the playoffs.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Daniel's going to be rookie of the year. Who's the other guy you think? Kevin O'Connell?
Yeah, that would be the only guy being in the conversation, but Dan Quinn will probably get it over him. Nobody thought the Vikings were going to be any good, but I mean, for Washington to come completely out of the doldrums, and the Vikings a couple years ago won 13 games, so... The Commanders were dead. I mean, the Giants were better than the Commanders. So that, and now here they are.
And so now I feel like you see what a talented young quarterback can do for you. The Giants have the third overall pick. Titans need a quarterback. Browns need a quarterback. Giants need a quarterback.
Yep.
They won that one game. That just the Colts game.
Yeah, but you think there might be a blessing in disguise for them.
I kind of do, but...
And you know Shador's not going to Cleveland. There's no way.
Yeah, I know that. Well, the question is, who does Tennessee take?
I think
for me, like, if the Giants stay at three and they take Shador, if he's still there, then, you know, he fell to them, and it's kind of like an easy decision. If you're up there at number one, then all of a sudden you got to choose between two guys because you need two guys, and neither one of these guys... is like, you know, ranked as a top 10 guy on the draft. It's just that it fits a need, and they're the guys that are up in the queue that, you know, they're going to have to take them because they have to have somebody to build around.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it happens every single year as teams that are just desperate, you know, and then they think, listen, you get this guy in here, I'll make him great, convincing themselves of that. I mean, I think that's what happened with J.J. McCarthy. Kevin O'Connell's thinking, hell, I mean, I'll be able to do this. We desperately need to reset at that position. I think the Giants are going to feel that way, too. And also, I mean, what's going on with the Commanders is going to be another reason why there's so much pressure on the Giants to be able to try to match that.
So what does Borgonzi do down in Tennessee now?
I think he takes Cam Ward. That's what I think.
You think he takes Cam Ward, and then Deion says to the Browns, you're not taking my son. We're not going there.
Yeah.
And then do the Raiders jump up to number two to grab Shador?
That would be interesting. That's a big possibility. And the Giants get frozen out again.
Might also be a decent blessing in disguise. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, what are the Giants selling their fans if they don't get Shador Sanders or Cam Ward? What are they selling their fans?
I mean, the beautiful stadium they play in. The game day experience.
You know, it's kind of interesting talking to one of my Giant fan friends yesterday. Will remain nameless, who basically is sick to his stomach over the fact that he's got to watch Washington and Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game. And the fact that they're going to have to deal with Saquon Barkley for another couple of years and Jane Daniels probably for the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck with that.
10 years, it might be 15.
Well, you never know. But anyway, and he was talking about MetLife and just talking about how it was so dismal and so dour and so negative and pessimistic and every adjective you can use to describe just the negativity that was associated with the place. I said, look, man, if your team was 8-1 as opposed to 1-8, you'd be screaming about home field advantage and what a great atmosphere you have. It's just that your team has been so bad for so long that now that drips into the conversation that you don't like the stadium.
Yeah, but nobody ever liked that place.
Yeah, but if you're winning in there, it's a different story. I'm telling you, if you're winning, it's the biggest stadium in the NFL, by the way.
Yeah.
And okay. If you're winning and everybody's in there and you do have home field advantage, then the negativity isn't going to be attached to the stadium. It's not. That's going to be the last thing you'd be talking about. You're going to be talking about, I can't wait to get to the game. And until you have a player like Jaden Daniels or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes, it's not going to change.
Yeah. I mean, I think, though, that all things equal, if you just take out if the team is winning or not, that stadium is a bottom five stadium.
If they draft Quinn Ewers or Jackson Dart.
Oh, God. I don't even know anymore, man. Like, I don't want to even make fun of some of these prospects because anybody could be good.
No, I don't want to make fun of them either. And I hope that they can continue their careers and they can be great and it can turn out to be really good pros. I want that for all those guys. But what I'm saying to you, if it's one of those guys that they draft, are you or any Giant fans running to go re-up your season tickets?
Absolutely not. But I don't think a lot of Giants fans want Shador. I got to be honest with you. Are the Giant fans of your life clamoring for Shador? None of them in my life are.
I'll tell you what, they're clamoring for something. You know, they're and that's
but
the same
what
thing.
Is it? I mean,
and that's
know
the same thing with the Jets, too. I mean, like, those Jet fans are, they know they have a pretty decent team. I think there's a pretty good nucleus for the Giants, too, if they all stay healthy. But where is the electrifying, galvanizing player that you would just describing for the Washington Commanders?
Yeah, I mean, the Jets and the Giants are so far away from what we witnessed this weekend, it's not even funny. I mean, it's just, I mean, unless the Giants in 2025 or the Commanders of 2024, if one of those quarterbacks ends up being their quarterback, it is just as good and wins the Offensive Rookie of the Year.